From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosher. Mid-Missouri has its first two confirmed cases of COVID-19. Two people, one in Boone County and one in Cole County, have tested positive for the virus, according to the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services. The case in Boone County is related to travel from another country. That person is in their 60s and is currently self-isolating at home, according to MU Healthcare, where the patient has been treated. These two new cases bring the total number of confirmed cases in Missouri to 16 as of last night. 215 Missouri residents have been tested. Columbia and Boone County Public Health and Senior Services has placed restrictions on gatherings in Columbia. According to the Columbia Missourian, all gatherings will be limited to 50 people or half capacity, whichever number is less. Just hours before confirming the Boone County case, Columbia Mayor Brian Treece hosted Governor Mike Parson and DHSS Director Randall Williams at Columbia City Hall to discuss the ongoing pandemic. KBIA's Zia Kelly has more.
Parsons kicked off the briefing by promising ramped-up testing efforts. He estimated the state should be able to administer around 10,000 tests per day by April 1st. Parsons also touched on plans to distribute personal protective equipment to frontline healthcare workers around the state.
What do we have for tents? What do we have for supplies there? Where can we set them up? What can we do? I think those are all the things I want the local levels to know that we're here to help.
He said the executive order issued last Friday freed up around $7 million for those supplies, and they'll be distributed in the upcoming days. For KBIA News, I'm Zia Kelly.
A clinical lab in Missouri says it has developed a test for the novel coronavirus that is more than 99% accurate. Viracor Eurofins in Lee's Summit claims it is capable of performing more than 1,000 tests per day and returning results that same day. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services has approved this testing to start. The Food and Drug Administration has not approved the test, but it will be reviewing data from tests when they begin. Officials say the test would allow for expanding testing to patients who don't currently meet the eligibility standards for public laboratory testing set by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Missouri lawmakers are advancing a bill to allow state and local governments to limit access to public meetings in order to prevent the spread of COVID-19. The bill follows CDC recommendations to cancel or postpone gatherings of 50 people or more for the next 8 weeks. The bill would require public agencies to live stream or record meetings and accept written public comments in advance. Reporters could still attend the meetings in person. St. Louis's Major League Soccer franchise has received $5.7 million in state tax credits to help pay for the soccer complex's construction on the western edge of downtown. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports the tax breaks were unanimously approved yesterday by the Missouri Development Finance Board. The decision comes 3 months after Governor Mike Parson's administration blocked the project from receiving $30 million in tax credits. The tax credits will help the ownership group pay for the rerouting and installation of utilities. The stadium is expected to open in time for the 2022 season. I'm Sam Mosher, KBIA News, Columbia.